If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
As always, you can call or text the show 402-464-5685. We will get to some audio here from Rob Arch, Nebraska's new defensive coordinator, in a second. We did hear from Dana Holgorsen in the first hour. We'll hear from Matt Rhule in hour three. Sip, you were in the room for Rob Arch, the first time anybody ever got to talk to Rob Arch, as he's now the new DC in his role. Any impressions from you when you're in your first the first showcase of him with the media?
No, it wasn't, he wasn't like a comedian. I mean, he just did his thing. He was very matter of fact. I think if you're going to play some sound, Sam asked him about what his priorities are this spring.
Got it right here.
Yeah. So we talk about like the tunnel of execution. Like there's a lot of things going around college football right now between portal and media and everything that's kind of taken the spotlight off college football. And we're focusing on the ball, and we need to execute at an elite level. We need to dial into our package and master our core concepts here through spring. And when I look at our defense there, I think the pieces are there. I think the talent's there. I don't think it's a question of the personnel. I think we have to execute and play the defense at a high level, and all our focus on how fast can we get our guys to execute at a championship level.
Okay. Now see, here's the issue in this world right now, when you've got a guy at the podium, like a great follow-up question would be, really, you're okay with you think the talent's not a problem? So that's kind of an indictment on last year's coaching, mm-hmm. I would say, by the new defensive coordinator. And I'd want to say that in that setting, it's hard to do that.
Sure.
That I was like, okay, so really talent, first of all, I don't agree with it. Second of all, really? Talent's not an issue. Huh. Maybe that's what you have to say, though, is probably what it is. Now, he also explained his system. Do you have that?
Yes, I do. Right here.
Yeah, so we're a split field, split safety defense, majoring in quarters and cover seven or bracket variations. There's a lot of Saban principles in the defense. There's a lot of Mike McDonald and some of the Jesse Minter, some of their influences on the defense. And ultimately, it's you'll see us in split field defense most of the time, and then getting to a bunch of different coverage variations of it. We'll be in 4-2-5 personnel with the rush stood up into the boundary, the weak side DN. We like to think that we're really multiple post-snap, but pretty simple pre-snap.
Okay, split field defense, Bill. I need help with that one. Split field defense.
Well, it's fairly simple. Basically, if you're a split field team, you're gonna quarter the field, you're gonna half the field, or you're gonna quarter half the field. That's basically split field in a nutshell. What split field defense means. That means if you have a how do you carry verticals in your Tampa 2? Well, one of them becomes the Mike linebacker, which is an interesting concept. Not interesting, but it's just a difficult concept. Quarters, all four verticals, pretty easy to see how it plays out. It's two safeties, two corners. If they all four go vertical, I always based every coverage on what if everyone goes up the field? Who's got the guy up the field? And that's where you get into versions of country cover three, which is a one high where there are seam routes available because there's three high, there's four vertical. That's your number one nemesis in any of those coverages. So that's the base of it. And then generally they'll play, I'm sure they'll play some rolled up quarter half, which is cover two into the boundary, I would imagine. Those are the three ways that you would really break it up to be able to get that done. So with that, there's like you said, there's different variants of different ways you can play it. Also, he said cover seven, which might just be a bracket concept, is that if you're too high safety, you can double the slot and you can double the X, Z's on his own to the field, tight ends on his own. So that makes a little bit of a difference. But there's so many concepts you can work from a too high look to be able to play. But that's what they're looking at.
Get all that, Jim? Get all that?
That was a good explanation.
Yeah, he went jargon. Orich did. I mean, it was. I mean, and a lot of now some people understand that, some don't. I would fall into the category that don't understand a lot of that. But I suppose the smarter people in the room do understand it. Also, he was asked by Sean, how do you get more pressure on the passer?
You know, we're going to find ways to dictate protection, determine the turn of the center, and create some matchups, whether that's getting to 5-0 or 5-0 protection or going 6-up to dictate the turn and isolate the running back. But really what your question asking, how do we generate productivity from that position? And I think you look at Coach Manning. And what he did with our edges last year at San Diego State, I think there was 23 sacks in that room. And you look at his ability to develop a pass rusher and for them to really get comfortable on that arc of the pass rush when they're at the set point, the top of the rush, that they're really comfortable being productive there. And, you know, I've been really impressed with his work from the past year. So I think it's a combination of we have to create the matchups we're looking for, but we also have to get these guys really comfortable being productive at those playmaking points.
The highlight for me was he said they needed to get bigger at the linebacker spot. That I 100% understood. Go.
We want to be bigger. You know, you look at Dexter Foster and you look at Owen Chambliss specifically. They're both 6'3", 235-pound backers that can run. And you look at them paired with Shavers. There's a really dynamic group there. And when we were identifying how we wanted to, you know, toughen up, I don't know if toughen up's the right word, but wanted to improve that room, we felt like we needed to be bigger to compete against the big boys of the conference.
Good. Smart. I mean, that had to happen. I'm serious. Like, I don't know that I'd have anybody at linebacker that's shorter than 6'3" and heavier than or lighter than 220. Then I would rule out some great players.
Probably rule out some great players. Yeah. That's exactly right.
That'd be my roster.
I
want size.
But that in the end, just always remember, production is what really matters.
I know, I get
production
it.
Really matters.
I want length and size, though.
It's a positive, trust me. That's when you get all Americans. Yeah. You have to have the combination of both.
Yeah. Remember Jack Campbell by any chance?
Yes.
What he looked like?
Yes.
Like his arms were super long. right?
Jake, we have to go to break now?
We got to get to break.
When I was going to talk about those protection things.
We can go back.
We will.
Bill, because you got to explain it to
me. Oh, we got Penn State basketball coming. Is it expert next?
No, we got Aging Gracefully next.
Oh,
we can
I like
talk
that.
About that and Song of the Day on early break on the ticket.